What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man. One, two, three, go!
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. And so, again, that time of the year where it's a little slow, but we have some big news. Super Bowl on the horizon. We are just mere hours away. And, of course, National Signing Day comes and goes here in the state of Georgia. We'll talk about what classes and colleges did what they were supposed to do, the ones that flopped, and then the local kids that committed to go play football at the next level.
Yeah, lots of kids in our area ended up heading to college and extending their academic and athletic careers. And it's always great to see kids coming out and from our area, like I said, and just playing on Saturdays and making a name for themselves.
As you know, Drayton, I have a lot to do with the Southern Sports Edition. And so we were trying to make a decision on what was going to be on our cover because no one expected the Falcons to end up in the Super Bowl. And we had already predetermined that when that magazine came out, that Sean Pender, the new Brunswick High hire, would be on the cover since it's kind of a regional magazine. And then when the Falcons made the Super Bowl, we actually had to sit down and say, uh-oh, what are we going to do? We ended up going with Sean Pender on the cover, but that's all the rage. The Falcons in the Super Bowl, especially up in Atlanta, you cannot go anywhere in the city of Atlanta without seeing some red and black.
Yeah, it's been too long since the Falcons have had this opportunity, and the fans are going crazy, and it's I'm excited. It's really exciting as a Falcons fan to actually have them going. I love it.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems, Watermarks Printing. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017. You can email us, go old school, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of this show, it will stream on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Now, last week I tried to pin Drayton down, and he would not do it. Give us a pick for the game. Decided to be a little girl about it.
Yeah.
You got a pick?
You want it now?
You want to give it now?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
Do you want to give it now, or do you want to break down the game first and then give it, or do you just want to give it and then break down why you're giving it?
Let's tease it a little longer. Come on.
You've already done it for a while, why not, right? I haven't given it to you for a week. Let's go a little longer. Okay, so I had a conversation with a person the other day, and they asked me, who do you think's going to win? And this is my honest to goodness reason who I think is going to win and the reason why. I'm going Atlanta, and the reason I'm going Atlanta is because of pass rush. Mm-hmm. I feel like that Tom Brady and Matt Ryan are very similar quarterbacks, whereas if you allow them to stand in the pocket, they will destroy you. Mm-hmm. You must make them move. And if you make them move, they are not quite as effective. And so you must rush the passer. Well, New England doesn't do that very well. So I think that Matt Ryan will have the ability to stand there in the pocket and pick apart that defense. Whereas, I think Atlanta's pass rush is much better, and they're going to make Tom Brady move. And when you make Tom Brady move, he is not your typical Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Of course, that offensive line that he's got is very good. That's why he doesn't have to move a lot. But I think Atlanta disrupts him enough to win that football game.
Yeah, I agree. And you've got a lot of things that people aren't maybe not thinking about is the athleticism that the Falcons have on defense. Obviously, they're not, you know, they're a little bit lower rated as far as yardage that they give up, things like that. But think about the athleticism that they have with the Deion Jones at linebacker, Keanu Neal, of course, at safety, guys that you can leave in for three downs. You know, you don't have to see that's a lot of what the Patriots like to do on offense is try to manipulate the defense and set up matchups to where it favors the Patriots so that they can get better matchups receiving wise, or if they would have to go to the run game instead, if a defense goes to nickel or dime to counter the passing game. But the Falcons are athletic enough with their base defense, I think, that they can match up well no matter what the Patriots want to do. I think it's a good matchup for this Falcons defense as well as on the offensive side.
Who wins Super Bowl MVP?
It's
got to be Matt Ryan or Julio Jones, I think. If the Falcons win, Julio Jones and Matt Ryan are going to have good games.
Yeah.
I mean, flat out, if Matt Ryan plays terribly, Atlanta loses. If Julio Jones isn't involved in the offense, Atlanta loses, mm-hmm. right?
I'll give you a dark horse couple of guys, though, is Vic Beasley or Dwight Freeney. If they have big games.
Rushing the passer.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, it's yeah. You, I did that, and then you came
it's
back.
Good. You
back
like
in.
That?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, that's nice. A little complimentary reaction there, baby. But, yeah, Vic Beasley, if he can get a pass rush, that opens up a big opportunity. And that's probably, if you go back and look, defensive ends have had a pretty good run here lately. Last year with the Broncos guy.
Von Miller?
Yes, sir. He ended up having a huge game last year and took it over and, you know, other guys down the line.
We're sitting here and we're, you know, the thing is the Patriots are 3-point favorites in this game. And we're sitting here telling you, well, if Atlanta wins and this person could be MVP. But the fact of the matter is on the other side, the only way that I see New England being able to win is if Tom Brady is MVP.
Mm-hmm.
If Tom Brady is the Super Bowl MVP, obviously New England wins. But other than that, like, I just don't see the weapons that they would have where on offense or even a defensive shutdown guy or a pass rusher that would be able to have a big enough game to warrant changing the outcome of the game other than Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. And two, another thing, the NFL has kind of changed, you know, to more of an offensive league to where, you know, defense can barely touch an offensive player, things like that. So the old adage of defense wins championships, I think, maybe tweaked a little. You have to have a good defense to win, but I think you need the better offense. And I think the Falcons have the better offense going into this game. Matt Ryan has been spreading the ball around so much, passing-wise, and they have a run game to counter that. The Patriots are a good running team, but they don't have that real, you know, knock it out 150 yards a game kind of thing, or shooting guys out of the backfield. The Falcons with Freeman and Coleman, that's a big advantage for the Falcons to have those guys floating out of the backfield or just a straight-up run game with the offensive line.
Here's what's scary. Green Bay came into the game in the NFC in the NFC Championship game. Green Bay came in with the game plan of we're going to take the run away from Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and they did that effectively the first half of the game, and it didn't matter.
Mm-mm.
Atlanta just threw the ball down the field and scorched them that way. So how scary is that? You come in with a game plan of taking away the run, you execute it, and you accomplish it, and you still get blown out.
Yeah, you're down 24-0 at half. But that's spreading it around to 13 guys had touchdown catches this year. That's an amazing statistic to me that really doesn't – everybody – national media, people ask about the Atlanta Falcons. What did the Atlanta Falcons do? Oh, it's Julio Jones.
Door creaking.
Oh, my God.
Drayton forgot to shut the door, so he decided he was going to shut the door to the studio while talking to you.
I was looking around.
Live on the air and thinking nothing's going to happen, and he shuts the door, and it creaks. Busted.
I thought Michael Myers was coming through the door. I was scared. But, man, he just has so many weapons that he can utilize. Sanu, I maybe wasn't really high on that signing in the offseason, but, it has paid major dividends this year for the Falcons to have a big receiver on that other side of the field opposite of Julio Jones.
I just want to ask you, what possessed you to decide right there at that very moment while you're talking into the mic to try and step away from the mic across the room, keep talking, and shut the door at the same time? Like, what went through your mind to possess you to do that?
I didn't want to disrupt everything going on outside, and I didn't realize it needed WD-40 on the door. I thought it was a little more up to date than that, but
it's time to get this. See, I email Bishop Media every week about this guy, and I'm to the point where I don't even get responses now.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Cabs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Cabs on Facebook.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Let Cunningham Jewelers take the stress out of finding that perfect gift. Lockets, bracelets, necklaces, and much more. Valentine's Day is special, so make her feel special. Sterling silver locket and chain for only $75, and a ton of gifts under $100 to fit your budget. Mention you heard this commercial and get 20% off. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick, and remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondS.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth, joined as always by Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by Heron Document Systems. And right now, let's head into the week in review, brought to you by the mind of Jason Bishop.
And here we go. Super Bowl. Patriots are 3-point favorites over Falcons. Take that line, because the Falcons are going to win. Looking forward to the Terry Bradshaw, Julio Jones interview on the podium after the game. The death of correct grammar. Tiger Woods pulls out of another tourney. Tiger, don't kill yourself. Nothing left to prove, and you aren't going to win another major. I've been telling Roger Federer that for years. Butch Davis says he only cares that the kids he recruits have five-star hearts. That's because he didn't get any actual five-star kids. Greg Popovich tied Jerry Sloan with most wins with one team. Except Pop has a couple more titles than Sloan. By a couple, I mean all of them. Alabama lands the number one recruiting class in the country. Shocker. Art Briles, Baylor, quit throwing mud at each other. Both of you knew and are deplorable. Johnny Manziel signed autographs in a mall for $99. There is nothing funny here. I truly feel bad for this guy. Kirby Smart lands the number three recruiting class in the country. Now go win an SEC title. And these are my thoughts.
Yeah, I dig it, man. I agree with quite a bit of that, surprisingly, Jason.
That's because I'm always right.
But yeah, National Signing Day was this past Wednesday. It was a big week in our area, big week for Georgia. A lot of teams in our area really, really improved themselves. And the kids in our area were able to get improved, like I said, their academic and athletic careers. So that's what it's all about, getting the education, improving your life down the road.
So over at Brunswick, I guess let me count them up because I haven't done the math here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from Brunswick. Brunswick High are going to play at the next level. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 from Glynn Academy are going to play at the next level, 16 plus 7. That's 23 kids from those two schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's not.
And one from Frederica.
And one from Frederica. Okay, so over at Brunswick, they had D'Antoni Demery commit to Georgia. Sean Smith commits to Virginia. Denaje Gamich goes to Mercer. Wiley Golden goes to Tusculum College. Daquan Chapman, Albany State. Jabari Williams, Hutchinson Community College. And Brandon McMaster is going to be a preferred walk-on at the University of Georgia.
All right. Heading over to Glenn Academy. Of course, DJ Dallas is already enrolled at Miami. Zelante Hillary will be joining DJ Dallas at Miami after some last-minute overtures from Florida and Kentucky. Decided to stick with the U. Devin Peacock going to Georgia State. Amari Cross to Kennesaw State, both as walk-ons. Kendall Cross to Georgia Military College. Quan Mosley to Eastern Arizona and be joined by Quantavius Walker. Preston Joseph to Lenore Ryan. And then get this, Ridgewater College. Practically took all the rest of them from Glenn Academy. Devin Roberson, Travis Harris, Shakur Thomas, Vance Rowe, Trey Saleem, Trayshawn Bacon, and Jeremiah Anderson will all be headed to, I believe that's in Minnesota, at Ridgewater College.
You know what I like about that Ridgewater College deal? That's pretty much Rocky Hidalgo finding a place for his kids to play at the next level that want to play at the next level and were at least semi good enough to do so. That's Rocky Hidalgo putting in effort to find a college for these kids to play to further their education. Hats off to Rocky Hidalgo.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. These coaches want to see their kids succeed. You know, you build such a relationship over, you know, minimum of 4 years. So, I mean, it's big for these kids to get going, and it's just as proud of a moment for the coaches a lot of times as it is for the parents to see these kids sign on the dotted line for National Signing Day as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. The signing event for Brunswick High, top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
Former Brunswick High coach Larry Harold emceed the event. Of course, those are his players.
Right.
And so he emceed the event, and they had them, and you can see a picture of it at southernsportsedition.com. But basically, they had the kids all at a table lined up in the auditorium on the stage, one by one by one, and they passed the mic to a kid to announce where they were going. And then they all signed letter of intents after each one had basically given his speech and his thank yous. I was very impressed with the Brunswick High presentation. The Glenn Academy one, it seemed a little less organized to me. Mm. A couple kids at a time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, coming up and telling where they're going to go. And I guess there was, you know, some mystery around Zelante Hillary, where he was going to go. Of course, he was Miami commit for the longest period of time, and then kind of last minute got uncomfortable and was looking hard at Kentucky, and some thought he was going to go to Kentucky, and then had a phone conversation with Mart Richt, asked a bunch of questions. Mart Richt gave the answers, I guess, that he needed to hear, and so he re-flipped back to Miami and then didn't really know if he was going to commit to Miami at signing day at Glenn Academy, but he did. Kind of teased with another hat and then put that down and put the Miami hat on. But, yeah, just the Brunswick one, man, it was well done, very organized. The Glenn, I guess when you got that many kids.
Yeah, what was it, 14, I think?
I think 16.
16, was it? Yes.
Yeah, 16 kids. So I guess you're just trying to rush through that. But, yeah, I enjoyed the Brunswick one more.
Yeah. It's a big day, though, for all the kids and not necessarily getting that attention, but getting that focused on them about their decision, where they want to go. And it's a great day at all the schools and all these kids that are able to do it. And you know, we can talk a little bit, too, about the Georgia signing class. That was big for them to finish with the number three. They didn't have any guys flip from them. They went after a couple of guys. Weren't able to flip Jamias Williams from South Carolina. And also the Aubrey Solomon kid ended up going to Michigan.
That's so funny. This segment is National Signing Day, local National Signing Day, and dadgummit, Drayton took us to Georgia recruiting.
What state are we in?
Good
Georgia.
Lord. Georgia's, it's not even on the segment list.
Georgia's local,
not
baby.
Even on the, it's like later. It's on our segment list, Georgia recruiting, like segment four. We're in segment two. Drayton says, nah, just go ahead and do Georgia recruiting.
Hey, where's Demery and McMaster going?
I think that of the kids that locally that committed here, I think there's a very, very real chance that Deontay Demery may end up in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Sean Smith may end up in the NFL. I think Denaje Gamich has a really good chance of ending up in the NFL. Yeah. I know he committed to Mercer, but Mercer's a very elite private school here in the state, and Denaje Gamich can play.
One of those sleeper kids that you kind of, 4 years from now, you see him on draft day, and some people are saying, well, who is this kid?
Right. And I think Jabari Williams over at Brunswick has potential to end up in the NFL, committed to Hutchinson Community College, but mm-hmm. trust me, he's not going to stay there. If he does what he's supposed to do academically, he's going to end up at a Division I school as well on the offensive line, and he's got a really good chance, if he does what he needs to do there, mm-hmm. at ending up in the NFL. Over on the Glenn Academy side, I think DJ Dallas has got a very good shot at ending up in the NFL. I think most agree with that. Zalante Hillary, I think of all of the kids in this area, has the most potential to make the NFL. I think he is the most talented of the group at his position, mm-hmm. and I think unless something just really drastically goes wrong with Zalante Hillary, you're going to see him on Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as he gets the coaching he needs at the next level, because you got to remember, he's only been playing football for, what, three or four years now. He didn't come up as a football player. He was a basketball player coming up. So that kind of, and that's another thing that kind of helps him with his footwork, which a lot of people don't realize along the offensive line. That footwork is really, if you can have good feet with that size, that's huge, because you can pull, you can move on different things, and it's big for him. He's a very athletic kid for his size, and you like you said, he's got a great chance to make it if he works hard at it.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Signing day is come and gone. Here is the rundown. DJ Dallas, Miami. Zalante Hillary, Miami. De'Anthony Demery, Georgia. Sean Smith, Virginia. Devin Peacock, Georgia State. Denaje Gamich, Mercer. Amari Cross, Kennesaw State. Quandre Mosley, Eastern Arizona. Quintavious Walker, Eastern Arizona. Jaquan Chapman, Albany State. Jabari Williams, Hutchinson Community College. Wiley Golden, Tusculum College, Preston Joseph, Lenore Ryan, Jeremiah Anderson, Ridgewater College, Kendall Cross, Georgia Military College, and 7 preferred walk-ons for Brunswick and Glenn. Wow. Congrats, guys. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Let Cunningham Jewelers take the stress out of finding that perfect gift. Lockets, bracelets, necklaces, and much more. Valentine's Day is special, so make her feel special. Sterling silver locket and chain for only $75, and a ton of gifts under $100 to fit your budget. Mention you heard this commercial and get 20% off. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick, and remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is Coach Alex Mathis over at Frederica. Not just the coach over at Frederica, but has a lot to do with, we were talking about National Signing Day and all the talented kids we have in this area. There is not one person in this community that is more connected and committed to these kids in this area than Alex Mathis. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, Coach, let's go ahead and just jump in and let's get your thoughts on National Signing Day. I know that you've got a relationship with a lot of these kids. What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge for the whole community. You know, you had some of the, you know, the big guys who you knew would play Division I football one day, but you also had a lot of kids who are going to be able to kind of make their name, you know, for themselves and go on and play, you know, some smaller ball, but hopefully one day end up on the national stage as well. So it's pretty big for Glenn Academy, Brunswick High, you know, our school, Frederick Academy, Pierce, Brantley, McIntosh, all around. You know, it's great for this community for sure.
Coach Mathis, tell us a little bit about Tony Hayward. He ended up signing with Rhodes College. Talk about his game a little bit and how you kind of project him going forward.
Yeah, that was great for Tony to sign at Rhodes. You know, that was in the history of Frederick Academy, he was the first kid to, you know, that's going to go on to play football at the next level. So, you know, Rhodes is a prestigious college where, you know, outside of football, Tony's going to be set for life once he graduates from Rhodes. So when that opportunity came up, Coach Booker came to the school. He saw Tony, and right away they knew they wanted him to be a part of it. And Tony did his research on the school, and he knew that was the place for him. So he'll be going to Memphis come, you know, this summer. And hopefully he does well on the football field. But overall, we want him to do well as a student athlete.
But that being the first ever signing by Frederica Academy, I think that most folks that are aware of what's going on over at Frederica know it's not going to be the last one, especially in the near future. You've got a junior class that's going to be really, really good and heavily sought after, and is being currently sought after. But talk about this upcoming senior class. We don't really get the opportunity to talk about that group a lot. What can we expect to see in that group?
Well, we have a great group of kids that are coming up to be seniors. We have Santana Clark, who transferred from Brunswick High. He can play ball. We have Red Thompson, a 2018 kid that can play ball. You know, everyone looks at that 2019 class, which is, you know, it's loaded for sure, but there's a lot of talent in the 2018 class in Glenn County, period. You know, at GA, Brunswick High, with Cam Fletcher, Sherrod Frazier, and then our school. So, I mean, the college coaches, they have a lot of, you know, mileage and flight time they're going to have to put in to come visit this area.
No doubt. Of course, in the 19 classes, Jayshon Sheffield and Jalen Simpson, and you've been involved with the True 19 team, I guess, with Kenyatta Walker. Tell us a little bit. They had the game with Texas, the True 19 game, about three weeks ago?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that whole experience, how that kind of came about as well.
A great experience. The True 19 came up. Coach Kenyatta Watson, he's actually out of Grayson. He's in charge of recruitment there on campus. So, you know, he's been saying since these kids have been in the sixth and seventh grade that the class of 2019 would be the best class in the state of Georgia. So, you know, I talk with Kenyatta a lot, maybe sometimes daily, and he had this vision of, you know, having this all-star game with the top 2019 kids in Georgia versus the top 2019 kids in Texas. So he was able to make that happen. We had the coaching staff for Rome. And actually the head coach for the Texas team was Michael Vick. So that was pretty cool. You had all the top kids in Georgia on one team, you know, practicing together. So that was fun to watch them go at each other in battle, and also, you know, take a visit to Georgia on that Saturday. But next year, there's some plans, some stuff in the works. I don't want to let that go yet, but there's going to be a True 19 2.0. That's a 2019 game. The top kids in 2019 and the class of 2020 are going to face against another state's top classes. So I'll give that away later. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Coach, I know that as I previously mentioned, you've got a lot to do with a lot of the top-notch football talent here in Glenn County. Not very long ago, we had a photo shoot for the Southern Sports Edition, and you showed up with Jayshon Sheffield and Cam Futch, and I had a long conversation with Cam Futch about offers. And with the new Brunswick High coach coming in, I actually had a conversation with him about defense, because obviously Sean Pender is more known for his offensive side of the ball, and I was telling him, look, you've got Sherrod Frazier and Cam Futch on the defensive side of the ball. It's going to be really hard to mess that up. Talk about just how good those two kids are.
I mean, Cam Futch and Sherrod Frazier, you know, I had an opportunity at Jane Macon to coach with Coach Reddins and Coach Lawrence, coached those two kids for a couple of years. And they've grown so much. Sherrod Frazier is probably the most underrated player in the 2018 class. He has some offers, but the Power Five, you know, coaches should be, you know, coming on him heavily soon. Cam Futch he's just as underrated. I mean, he can ball as well. And the one thing that you can't take away from any one of them, they're very determined. You know, I talk to a lot of them. You know, I talk to those two every day just about. And, you know, they're working out in the weight room, and then they're leaving the weight room to go to another place to work out. Then they go home and they work out. You know, they're trying to make the best out of this situation, you know, to kind of help get a free education and also help the families one day. So those two kids can play. I mean, Coach Pender, he has some gold on that side of the ball on defense. You know, it's going to be hard to mess it up, like you said.
Tell me this, with the 7-on-7s and all the national camps and things like that, does that kind of alleviate some of the pressure from that, you know, Jayshon and Jalen, guys like that, may be feeling you know?
I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up.
No, I'm saying with the camps and 7-on-7s and things like that, does that kind of alleviate the pressure on Jalen and Jayshon from having to move to bigger schools or, you know?
I mean, I don't know if I want to say it kind of alleviated any pressure. If anything, I think it might have put more pressure on Jayshon to do the Cam Newton stuff because, you know, I lined on the True 19 game and Cam Newton's walking up to him, you know, wanting to know why he ain't coming to play on the team. So, you know, Jayshon likes to please everyone, so it's kind of hard for him to say no, and especially to Cam Newton. So it might be a little more pressure, but I think he decided to play on, you know, this local 7-on-7 team that we have here in Glenn County now that has, you know, a lot of our top kids on it. You know, DJ Whitfield's another one. You know, Sherrod Frazier. We have some the Quan kid from Charlton that's committed to Florida. We have some kids from Benedictine High School on the team. And, you know, there's a lot of 912 kids on this team. So I kind of think they want to, you know, stick together and, you know, help everybody out as far as recruitment that way. And he's also going to play some spot tournaments, I think, with Pro Impact out of Jacksonville. So,
Coach, in about 30 seconds, about what we have left in the segment, I always try to keep up with where these kids locally here are leaning toward or going. So that class that we talked about, the kids I think that stands out, Brunson, Simpson, and Sheffield, really quick. Right. Do you know where they're leaning toward, Coach?
Jalen Simpson, he loves Ohio State. You know, it's a long time. Jayshon is, you know, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson. And Patrick Brunson, that's another one that, I mean, he loves Georgia, but he's going to be one that maybe late in the process he's going to be able to get some looks as well. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, thanks for taking the time with us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, that's Coach Alex Mathis of Frederica Academy. And, of course, he keeps up with a lot of the local kids, the upper top-notch talent here in Glenn County on the football side of things. When we come back, we'll talk more about National Signing Day. Oh, yeah, by the way, in case you didn't know, Falcons are going to the Super Bowl.
It's time to get yourself into that awesome new ride you deserve. And the place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2017 Camrys and Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung.
35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondds.com.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So far this show, we've had Alex Mathis come on, who, of course, is coach over at Frederica and then handles a lot of the upper-end talent football-wise here in Glynn County. Comes on the show, talks to us. We've talked Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl. We're going to continue to talk about that National Signing Day. We're going to jump in here in a minute. We've had Drayton close the door in the middle of the segment. So, yeah, busy show. By the way, this segment brought to you by I-95, Toyota, Coconut Kev's, and Cunningham Jewelers. Yeah.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you go ahead.
always love talking to Coach Mathis. Like you said, he's super involved with a lot of guys, not just at Frederica, but all around the community. And we need more guys like that to step up and try to, you know, help these kids and help everybody get to the, reach their goals and get to college and things like that. Like he mentioned, the young man from Tony Hayward from Frederica, you know, he's going to be set up much more for life, you know, getting that, you know, degree from Rhodes College. You know, it's what you have available to you and utilizing these resources for everybody.
Okay, so Drayton tried to hijack an earlier segment two, when we were talking about National Signing Day locally at Brunswick High, Glynn Academy, and Frederica. Drayton tried to hijack that segment and transition it into Georgia Signing Day. And so this is the segment where we're supposed to do that. And so then he starts out the segment by talking about National Signing Day locally. you're driving me nuts.
Keeping you on your toes, baby.
Okay. So, Georgia's recruiting class, number 3 in the country. Go.
Number 3. They, like I said, they held on to everybody that was already committed. They were practically done by about 12:30, 1 o'clock. I mean, and it's just very unusual for those that aren't familiar with National Signing Day. It's usually announcements and drawn out and, oh, my God, this guy's fax. They still use fax machines, for God's sake. His fax hasn't arrived. What's going on? Is some other school come after him? So, but pretty much just the hay was in the barn, basically, for Georgia from pretty much December, early January on. I mean, they were good to go. They did pick up – they really boosted up the secondary with Amir Speed, the guy I mentioned last week out of Sandalwood. And they also went after Eric Stokes and Latavius Breeny out of Miami and Hialeah, Florida. All three guys are over 6 foot, with Speed being 6'3", and Breeny 6'2". Stokes is the fastest man in Georgia in high school. He won the track meet last year. Fastest man in Georgia, so that kind of speed, you take a chance on a kid like that. And that's what Kirby said from the jump when he first got to Georgia. He said, we got to get bigger and we got to get deeper. You look at that offensive line, they have definitely gotten bigger, And you look in the secondary, they've gotten bigger. You can match up a lot better with these big receivers that are, you know, 6'2", 6'4". You can match up much better with them with guys with size in the secondary. And that's what Kirby kind of likes is secondary and cornerbacks with some size to really get a jam on the receivers and things like that. So he has lived up to what he said he was going to do. And like you said, he got to just go out now on the field and produce. You've gotten a lot deeper now with this class and the class before.
Alabama had the most commits. They had 29, six of those five stars and 18 four stars. Georgia had 26 commits. They had two five-star kids and 18 four-star kids, just as many four-stars as Alabama. And they also added to the mix six three-stars for the University of Georgia coming in at three. The top recruiting classes, I mean, pretty much you've got the same nine across the board. I think everybody agrees on 1 through 9, and then 10, you've got a bunch of different ones. I've seen Florida at 10. I've seen Texas A&M at 10. I've seen Notre Dame at 10. But the first nine, pretty much this is what they are. Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, USC, Michigan, Florida State, LSU, Oklahoma, and Auburn. So pretty much the who's who of the college football world right now.
Here's how sick it is recruiting-wise at Alabama. They had a four-star defensive end who went up to make his announcement, ends up breaking down into tears because it come to find out he'd gotten a call from Saban that they didn't have room to give him a scholarship. Ends up, they keep talking back and forth. They get a four-star kid, Jerez Parks, out of Florida, to gray shirt and still go to Alabama. A four-star kid who could have gone to any school. Florida State was after him. Georgia was after him. Gray shirt is, you basically pay your own way for the first through December, and then they'll give you a scholarship the following year. So this kid wanted to go. They've got kids wanting to go to Alabama so bad, they will pay their own way when they have multitude of offers from everywhere in the country, and he still goes ahead and sticks with Alabama.
The thing's a machine.
It is.
He's built a machine over there. It's you go to Alabama, you know, and the thing is, I'll say this, it is an NFL-producing machine. That's why so many kids want to go there, is because I think they feel like it gives them their best shot of making the NFL. And the reason that it does that is because he treats that program like an NFL franchise. Mm-hmm. Players are commodities. He doesn't really get too close with the kids. He lets his coordinators do that and his coaches do that. So he just treats players as football players and commodities rather than kids. And, you know, if your kid wants to go to the NFL and play, that's probably a good thing. But if your kid's looking to have a relationship with the coach and a positive college experience to where he's not just a football player, Alabama's not the place for him. Mm-hmm. And that's just fact. So, you know, a lot of these kids, they want to go play at the NFL. Alabama is, you know, the pinnacle of the college mountain right now, and Nick Saban runs his program like an NFL franchise. So, there you go.
Yeah, it was just crazy to see that. But going back to Georgia, I really like this class. I think it really brings a lot of depth and fits a lot of needs. A lot of times, you know, some classes, you know, they'll load up on, you know, a couple of four or five-star wide receivers, and that kind of boosts their rating, their overall ratings, you know. But this class, Georgia needed offensive linemen. This class provides that, and guys that should be able to produce right away.
So my question to you is, I saw on ESPN where they did a preseason ranking, whatever, that they had Georgia ranked 13th in the country to start out with.
Right.
And when the real rankings come out, Georgia will be around that.
Yeah.
So with the recruiting class they just brought in, the kids that they had there, and the recruiting class that Kirby Smart had, you know, half a recruiting season to get – last year's recruiting class in, how long are we now, realistically, from Georgia not just being an SEC East contender, mm-hmm. not just being an SEC contender, how far are we away from Georgia contending for national championships?
Personally, and with a lot of people that I talk with or are familiar with it, I think 2018 has kind of been that projected year.
It's okay. Eason's. So two years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give them time to learn how to play, you know, at the SEC level or national, you know, Division I level. But that's kind of, you know, Eason's junior year, going into his junior year, he's going to have more of those offensive linemen in Pittman's system. And Mel Tucker's defense and Kirby's defense is going to be much more, you know, experienced with it, and kind of instead of just depending on their athleticism, they're going to really know what they need to do and go off of reads and play without having to think too much.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kev's. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kev's is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Signing day has come and gone. Here is the rundown. DJ Dallas, Miami. Zalante Hillary, Miami. DeAntony Demery, Georgia. Sean Smith, Virginia. Devin Peacock, Georgia State. Denaje Gamich, Mercer. Amari Cross, Kennesaw State. Quandre Mosley, Eastern Arizona. Quintavious Walker, Eastern Arizona. Jaquan Chapman, Albany State. Jabari Williams, Hutchinson Community College. Wiley Golden, Tusculum College, Preston Joseph, Lenore Ryan, Jeremiah Anderson, Ridgewater College, Kendall Cross, Georgia Military College, and seven preferred walk-ons for Brunswick and Glenn. Wow. Congrats, guys. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Back the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sorry, I brought us in late because I was doing other stuff. I got sidetracked on the computer. Looking at Facebook.
It happens.
Yeah. Okay, so this is that segment. This is where we're winding up the show, and we've got a ton of stuff that we didn't really get to that we kind of wanted to, so we just throw up a bed, and we talk about back and forth, kind of a rapid-fire deal. So cue the bed. Finally, thanks. All right. Okay, so Michael Vick announces that he is officially done in the NFL. Vick retires, probably at this point, as the most successful Atlanta Falcon quarterback in history with Matt Ryan pushing him.
Yeah, I think Ryan probably has put past him, really, if you consider him getting to the Super Bowl. Vick only got to the NFC Championship game.
Fair point.
How about real quick? Frederica coach Buzz Sons had a tryout over at Valdosta State a couple weeks back and ended up making the team, he announced on Facebook. So he's going to be playing football over at Valdosta State here very soon.
That's pretty awesome. Roger Federer wins the Australian Open in a classic match with Rafael Nadal. Both of those guys, most folks think, are pretty much past their, they are past their prime. And so Federer gets one more. Congrats, Roger.
Yeah. Did you stay up and watch it live?
Yeah.
3 a.m. You were watching it?
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah. I'm lying to you.
Okay, thank God. Auburn just announced that they're going to be renovating, I guess, addition to Jordan-Hare Stadium with another $28 million. It's just a sign of the arms race going on in major college football. I don't know if you saw the Clemson player facility. They got a freaking slide in their player facility. They got a bowling alley. Renovating your stadium, upgrading, getting new indoor practice facilities. That is the way of the future. That's what all this money's going to. It's going to entice more kids to come and improve your program.
The NCAA agrees to a $209 million settlement with, I guess, players and their likenesses. They're still trying to hash all that out from a few years ago when the original lawsuit was filed, and that's why we don't have an NCAA football video game anymore, because the NCAA had to do away with it because they had to pay players' likeness if they had the video game. So another chapter in this saga. This one cost $209 million.
There's got to be a way to bring that game back.
I know. I love it.
It was way better than Madden, in my opinion.
I agree. It's the only video game, like, you've got all these people that play, like, these third person shooters. I don't touch them. The only games I play, literally, would be NCAA football and then some kind of baseball game. That's it.
Yeah. There's got to be a way to work it out. Put it in a trust fund for the players to you know, spread it out amongst all the players. But work it out.
Work it out.
Real quick, I wanted to let... You know, give a little bit of props to Glenn Schumann, the Georgia assistant coach. Kirby Smart brought him over from Alabama, and he told him, say, look, the walk-on program needs to be upgraded. That's your baby. You take care of it. And so far, so good for Schumann. He has brought in a lot of kids that had a lot of offers from other schools, you know, mid-major schools, what have you. But getting that kind of improvement is going to only help the competition on the field, which in turn should improve what you see on the field. Kids like Stetson Bennett from Pierce County is now going to be a walk-on at Georgia. Of course, we mentioned Brandon McMaster is going to be a walk-on at Georgia. A couple names that you may be familiar to Georgia fans, JT Dooley, the grandson of Vince Dooley, and Frank Sequich IV will be also preferred walk-ons at Georgia coming up. So congrats to those guys. It's a big honor to get that preferred walk-on. You get all your food covered just like a scholarship player, and if you got the academic ability, you can get scholarships, and you're pretty much a full ride anyway.
Not really in the realm of things that we normally talk about, but I'm just kind of sick of seeing it. Carmelo Anthony, rumored all over the place to be traded by the Knicks. Just trade him and get it over with.
Right.
I'm tired of seeing it. Just pull the trigger.
Would you want the Hawks to do it?
No. No. That would be a disaster if the Hawks traded for Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, I think so. I'll tell you what. All right, you want my prediction for the game?
Yes, you totally hid that from us for 2 weeks.
All right. I know the Pats have the number one defense, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Let's look at, just real quick, the quarterbacks that they faced when Tom Brady came back to earn the number one defense.
Why didn't we do this in the Super Bowl segment? Drayton just does segments wherever
he
wants.
Saving it, baby, I'm saving it. Charlie Whitehurst, Andy Dalton, Landry Jones, Tyrod Taylor, Russell Wilson, okay, I'll give you that one, Colin Kaepernick, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jared Goff, Joe Flacco, not quite as good as he was previous years, Trevor Siemian, we'll give you that, Matt Moore, Brock Osweiler, and Ben Roethlisberger with a Le'Veon Bell out after practically, what, one or two drives?
Those are quarterbacks that the Patriots have beaten. Okay.
Since Tom Brady came back.
Okay.
Not exactly a murderer's row. It's not going to be anything that they face like they're going to see tomorrow. And the Falcons bring home the Lombardi Trophy to Atlanta with a 38-28 win over the New England Patriots.
You're going 38-28?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we both have 38.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got 38-17.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's close.
I got to give New England's offense props. I mean, Tom Brady's done it year after year. He's done it with people that nobody's ever heard of at receiver. He's got Edelman. He's got the kid that they've brought from the lacrosse team, for God's sake, and Chris Hogan. Of course, Malcolm Mitchell has been a big part of that. Martellus Bennett, excuse me.
I literally have no idea what's going on. I don't know if we're doing a Super Bowl segment or if we're doing our I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, I'm just saying. That was our.
Are we just doing. They just said go with it.
I'm just finishing it up, man. Come on. Go with me on a magical journey, Jason.
Every week, man. every week.
But 38-28, 38-17, either one will be absolutely fine with me.
I cannot stress how hard it is to do this show with you. It is by far probably like one of the top 10 hardest things that I've done in my life.
I made a top 10 list at least.
Yeah. But you make the show interesting. That's the bottom line. Because interesting is listenership. Listenership is ratings. Ratings is advertising dollars. And advertising dollars means you and I get to do this.
Exactly. I do my best.
I will say that studio is incredibly hot for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's been rough, but I guess that means it's insulated well, huh?
Need to work on it. It's got carpet everywhere, even on the walls, but it's a radio studio, so that's what it does. So we have now talked about carpet on the walls on the game.
That wasn't even my fault.
No, that was me, because I just got thrown off. Like, I'm still thinking. I am looking at all these things that we're supposed to be talking about that we're not, and this segment is supposed to be those things that we're talking about.
Well, hit it, man. Let's go. We only got 30 seconds.
So I don't know what the point is. Okay, so ESPN's preseason ranking, Georgia comes in at 13. Is that where Georgia finishes? No, they'll be top five.
Yeah, I projected 18 being a playoff run, but I think next year is going to be a big step up from this year as well.
I don't think they get in the college football playoff yet.
Mm-mm. No, not seven.
Nah.
I don't think so, unless this line really click, these kids coming in really click and catch on. But I think 18 is where you need to project and expect a big year next year, though.
Sugar Bowl appearance.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah, Sugar Bowl appearance, maybe like a 10-2 team,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe, you know, winning the Sugar Bowl, 11 wins, and then going into 2018, there'll be a preseason top five.
Mm-hmm.
Preseason 13, I think, is pretty fair. And again, I think they finish top five after the bowl games.
Right.
Georgia will move into the top five after the bowls are over. Are we done? God, I hope so.
That is it, man.
Yes, thank you.
See
you.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
It's time to get yourself into that awesome new ride you deserve. And the place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2017 Camrys and Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call 912-267-7802 or check them out online at herondsmd.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Let Cunningham Jewelers take the stress out of finding that perfect gift. Lockets, bracelets, necklaces, and much more. Valentine's Day is special, so make her feel special. Sterling silver locket and chains for only $75, and a ton of gifts under $100 to fit your budget. Mention you heard this commercial and get 20% off. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick, and remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Wake up with This Morning.